What a blessed and needed gospel for all of us. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. It's Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Remember it. Pray with it this week. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. You should know it inside and outside. Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest. That might be all you need to hear tonight. Jesus saying to you, come to me and I will give you rest. He really means it. It's not just nice words. He really means that. Come to me. I will give you rest. So the first part, right? Come to me. And Jesus invites us into real relationship with himself. It's a real relationship because he's a real person. Jesus says back then and says tonight, come to me. Now you're gonna hear this, especially you Carol students, you're gonna hear this all throughout, especially through November from me. The great Father Jeremy Davis quote, you were not meant to give yourself to a cause, you were meant to give yourself to a person. You're gonna hear it so often, you're gonna be sick of it, but you're gonna remember it. You were not meant to give yourself to a cause, you were meant to give yourself to a person. In this day and age, when we forgot that God is a real person, and we can have a real relationship with him, what do? We give ourselves to causes. And some of them are absolutely crazy causes. And Jesus says, you don't have to do that. He says, come to me. Because you weren't meant to give yourself to a cause. You were meant to give yourself to a person, the person of Jesus Christ. Come to me, and I'll give you rest. Because there's no rest in only human efforts. There's no rest in that. Especially now, all you need to do, it's a great case study, all you need to do is watch. Just look what's going on around you. There's no rest in any of it. All there is angst, anger, resentment. None of it is of the Lord. I'll give you rest, says the Lord. We don't need to do that. We can live differently. Here's the truth. The rest that Jesus invites us into comes precisely in realizing that we are not the center of everything and that we are not in control of everything. Therefore, we can't just exercise our will to power to make change happen. It doesn't work. It can't work. Let me tell you a true story. This happened just over the course of 36 hours, the last 36 hours. The victory was won at like 11:58 yesterday on the 4th of July, Independence Day. So here's the story. A little swallow somehow got into Guad Hall. And it was in the stairwell that is near my door, right? I'm on the top of the third floor. So every time I'd come up the stairs, there's this little bird and it can't get out, except the problem is that stairwell has a giant face of windows. So every time I would come around, what would the bird do? Go as fast as he possibly could right into a window. Just bang. And I'm like, oh man, sorry buddy, right? And he's on the third floor. Well, over the course of 36 hours, he moved from the third floor, where that happened multiple times, and he had a ton of energy at the start. Then he moved down to the second floor. So as I was leaving to go out to East Helena to watch the fireworks with Father Lebsack and some of the seminarians, he's on the second floor. Once again, I'm walking and I'm like, I would love to help you get out, right? But he's still angsty, all sorts of flustered, right? So I'm walking down the stairs, bang, right into the window. And I'm like, oh, that had to hurt, right? And he just kind of like stunned on the ground, but there's not much I could do for him, right? Well, I got back, 11:58. I opened the door. Guess who's like four steps up on the first floor landing? There's the little bird. I'm like, this is it. It's Independence Day. It's freedom time. So I took my wallet and I broke the rules of Carroll College, the sacred rules of Carroll College. I shoved it under the door and propped the door open because I was like, it is worth breaking that rule to save this swallow. What does he do? He doesn't fly into the window or into the open door, the giant open door. He flies into the window right next to the giant open door, bashes his head. And I'm like, oh man. I'm like, I started feeling like, I'll date myself, Jerry Maguire, right? Help me help you, right? Help me help you. And what does it do? It goes on the ground, just stunned, and then in the most pathetic, cute little way, like crawled, like just waddled right into the corner of where the wall and the door jamb meet, and he put his head right in the corner. I'm like, well, it's like freedom is right there. Freedom is right there. So I just got down and I just said, all right, buddy, here we go. I'm going to move you toward freedom. And so I just moved him. And then he flew away. And I was like, God bless America. Land of the free, home of the brave, right? Success. We have to do that. We have to let Jesus help us. We have to come to him, right? And of course, we can do exactly what that bird was doing. And we do exactly what that bird was doing. Bash ourselves into all sorts of obstacles. But we don't have to live that way. And wisdom would beckon us to reject that way of life and to enter into something that is actually going to bring us freedom. But for that, my friends, we have to come to Jesus as we are, as we actually are, okay? With all our doubts, with all our struggles, with all our weaknesses, because Jesus wants us, not some pious imagination of ourselves. He wants us. Everything that we are, the good, the bad, and especially the ugly, Jesus wants. He calls us. That's the invitation, right? He says, come to me. I want you to be with me. And friends, that's actually risky, isn't it? To enter into real relationship with Jesus. Not just some pious imagination of a relationship with God, but a real relationship where I come and where I let God be God, where the distance starts to diminish in authentic relationship. But if we risk, that changes everything, doesn't it? Because then we learn a different way of being in the world. And I say being first because the one we're invited to be with isn't just a nice person. The one we're invited to be with is Jesus himself. And Jesus is God. And God is the source of all being. So when we enter into relationship with him, when we get close to him, when we're being with him, our being changes. He opens up to us his very life. He doesn't just open us to a way of life, he opens us to his life. That's precisely Christianity. Otherwise, we're just playing games, moral games. How morally good can I be? And that's not Christianity. Christianity is a relationship with the one who is the source of all being. And of course, that changes our actions, but it's first and foremost just a being with him. That's why, friends, the rest that he offers is not just some type of temporary relief, like, ooh, I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore. No, it's a totally different way of being in the world. You'll hear later at Mass, through him, with him, in him. It's being with Jesus. And then he says this strange line, right? Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and you'll find rest for yourselves. It's such an interesting thing, right? Jesus says, come, rest. Now, get to work. The yoke is an instrument of labor. She says, rest, work. It seems like a paradox, except it's not. Our rest comes through work. We rest when we live in radical relationship with Jesus, But that radical relationship means being about his work, being about what he's about in the world, the work of the Father. We're made for that. Every one of us here, we are made for that. Had a baptism earlier today, this morning. The dignity that that little guy received in his baptism, the same one that you and I received in our baptism, makes us adopted sons and daughters of the Father. And that means we're meant to be about the family business. And the family business is what the Son was about. We're sons and daughters in the Son. The family business is the sharing of divine life in this world, letting God love in us and let God love through us so that the world is changed. That being about that work, you are made for. And that is going to be the key to your fulfillment, and it's going to be the key to your freedom. Freedom, like real freedom, it's not just doing whatever you want to do. Real freedom is living in the truth. And real freedom is not ever separated from responsibility, but rather the interior freedom that Jesus characterizes as rest comes when we're about his work. That's why he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Take my yoke upon you. Notice Jesus doesn't force us. He invites us, come to me. Okay, so I come. And then he says, now, take my yoke upon you. Get underneath it, right? You know, we used to yoke oxen together. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. It's not just stupidly given to us. Jesus knows what he's about. And furthermore, he knows that it is his yoke. And here's a great insight into that. When Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, became human, he took the yoke of our humanity on himself. He yoked himself to us. I'm with you, all in, 100%. I am one of you. He yoked himself to us so that we, if we're wise, could yoke ourselves to him, not just in his humanity, but in his divinity. We got the way better part of that exchange, friends. Jesus says, yoke yourself to me and I'll open the divine life to you. That's what we get to be about. That's the thing. So through him and with him and in him then, right? We come to Jesus. We take his yoke upon ourselves and then we live in that great freedom. And that will bring joy. So two quotes from John's gospel. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. And then Jesus says, also, in this world you'll have trouble, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. I've been watching. I think this is happening. It's almost like people are like, I don't think I can be joyful about anything. I'm so concerned about everything in the world. I'm so concerned about everything in our country. That's just because we've yoked ourselves to the wrong masters. Friends, you are called to joy. You are meant to know the joy of Jesus Christ. But yoke yourself to him, not to any cause in this world. Yoke yourself to him. He'll give you freedom. He'll give you joy. And he'll open to you the life you were meant to live. Come to him. Take his yoke upon you. Learn from him. And you'll have joy.